The following shiur has been presented by Rav Avraham Yeshaya Cohen, Rosh Kollel of Kollel Oil Yitzchak of Lakewood, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. This volume has been graciously dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Barry Cohen of Los Angeles, California, in memory of their esteemed brother, Rav Menachem Mendel ben Rav Yosef Yitzchak Isaac Cohen Zatzal, Baal Mechaber Sefer Ateres Avi. May the Torah studied through this volume be an everlasting zechus for his neshama.
Shammai managed to eat food every single day of the week, of all the days of his life. L'chvay Shabbos, he ate Tuesday morning breakfast, L'chvay Shabbos. How did he do that? Matzah behemah noah, he found a nice behemah, nice meaning a good piece of meat, oimer zula Shabbos, he would put it away for Shabbos. Then, matzah acheres nohim, and then he would find another piece which was superior to the first piece, meiniyachas hashnia, he would put away the second one, the better piece for Shabbos, v'aychel asari shayna, and he would eat the first piece that day during the week. So that every day he was constantly finding better and better food, and thereby eating the earlier pieces that he found, which were inferior to the better ones, and eating those during the week. So he managed to have all of his achilas l'chvay Shabbos. That's what Shammai did. Abel Hillel hazake nemida acheres hoysalei. But Hillel had a different practice. Shekol ma'isav l'shem Shammayim. Everything he did was l'shem Shammayim, for the sake of Shammayim. Shenemar baruch Hashem yoyim yoyim. Like the pasuk says, baruch Hashem yoyim yoyim. That's the braisa. So what's the machlokes over here? Shammai, it seems, was more makbid on Kvod Shabbos, and Hillel was more makbid on Betochen. He didn't want to put things away at the beginning of the week for Shabbos. He would just eat whatever he had, and then be simchah at the end of the week, Erev Shabbos maybe, he would find food for Shabbos. That's the machlokes in the braisa. Rashi in Chumash, in Aseres HaDibris, in Parshas Yisrei, Kapitel Chof, Pasuk Ches, the pasuk says, Zocher is Yom HaShabbos L'Kadoshei. What does the pasuk mean? It's different pshatim and mefarshim and chazal. So Rashi says pshat, tenu lev lizkar tamid yisayim ha-Shabbos. A person should always be thinking about Shabbos. How? Shem nizdam and l'chol chayfet yofa. If a person encounters an item which is yofa, which is nice, which is tzugapast, appropriate for Shabbos, tehem as minay l'Shabbos. You should put it aside, set it aside for Shabbos instead of using it during the week. That's what Rashi says. Now, Rashi would seem to be coming from this Gemara and from this Braisa we just saw, and he's going like Shammai. He's going like the Midah of Shammai, that a person should be busy all week putting aside food for Shabbos, which is how the Ramban understands Rashi. And the Ramban is that this is the Shita of Shammai. This is not the Shita of Hillel, and we pass him like Hillel. So the Ramban argues that this is a different Shat in the Pasuk. But we have to understand what is Rashi. So the answer would seem to be quite simple. It's really the first from the Rishayim. That is that the Arzarua, who was brought over here in Hilchos Shabbos, in the Akeh Moshe on the Tor, Siman Reish on Hilchos Shabbos. The Akeh Moshe says, Kosev Arzarua, mitzvah l'hochem miyam rishon b'Shabbos l'Shabbos, k'moshe also Shammai. It's a mitzvah to prepare ready from Sunday for Shabbos. Even though the Gemara says Hillel Hazaken had a different midah, so the Akamashi makes for the Azarua that he had a different midah, but really Hillel's midah, that Shammai's midah, is adif. Not so easy to understand. What does that mean? So why did he do differently? So if you look in the Mishnah Berurah, in some iteration of Cotton Days, he explains it a little more clearly, and he says, he brings the Brice of the El Gemara, and then he says, Hiskimu harbe paiskim, many paiskim agree, Shagam Hillel midah shekadibri v'shammai adif. Hillel's midah that to do like Shammai is adif, is more appropriate. Ella, he was working on his midas b'tochen. He had a personal avoid, he was working on b'tochen, so that's why he was not being so makbid over here on Kvay Shabbos. He wanted to strengthen his midas ha-b'tochen, his trust in the barrier. But by regular people, people who don't have such a strong b'tochen, Hillel's midas that the general population, the Olam, should do like Shammai. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. That's how he says over the Azarua. So that means that there really isn't any machlokes. According to everybody, the way the Mishavu, the way the Zeru is saying, according to everybody, Shammai and Hillel, Zochar Yom Shabbos L'Katrin means the whole week you should be preparing for Shabbos. Hillel had a personal hanhoga that he was working on his betochen, so that was Deicha, this derech, this method of being the kind Zochar Yom Shabbos L'Katrin. The Ksav Seifer in the Tshuva Archaim Simon Lamed Ches brings from his father the Chassam Seifer, similar to what we just saw in the Mishnah Berurah. And he says a little bit of a different point over here. He says that the Braisa mentions that Basilo called Maisa L'Shem Shemayim. Everything he did was L'Shem Shemayim, which is not really clear why the Braisa mentions that over here. So some Seifer says that the Braisa is bringing out the whole point over here, that really the halacha is like Beshamayim, everybody's Maisa to Beshamayim. Hillel's Maisa to Shamayim. However, somebody like Hillel, who was called Maisa L'Shem Shemayim, that every time he ate breakfast, lunch, and supper every day of the week, it was all the Shem Shemayim. Such a person could say that he has betochen, that he trusts in the Eibishter that he will provide for him for Shabbos. But regular people who are not holding by kol achilos of l'shem Shemayim cannot be simuch on that. That's what the Chassam Seifer says. The Darkei Moshe, just from the Ramah, he ends off after he brings the Azeruah, and he says that the Tor in Simen Reish Mem Beis, the beginning of Hilchos Shabbos, is also Mavur, he also holds like the Azeruah. So it's not so clear what he's bringing from the Torah over there. The Torah doesn't say all of this. So it seems that what he's understanding is as follows. The Torah over there brings this Braisa, and he just brings the Braisa, Kamosha Kosim, like it says in the Gemara. He brings what Shammai did, and he brings what Hillel did. So it seems that the Kamosha had a Kasha, why would the Torah bring Shammai and Hillel? In general, the Torah is all of the same, for he brings one Shita, he tells me how he paskins. If he wants to quote the Braisa, he should have said afterwards, the Halacha ke, he should have said who the Halacha is like. If you brought both Shittas and he's not Machri al-Halacha, it would seem that the Torah holds that they're both true. That means that he's not Machlaikis, really. In terms of Kfei Shabbos, everybody's Maida to Shammai, that you should start from the beginning of the week. But Hillel had a different Mida, so a person who is Kol Achilois of L'Shem Shammai could talk and do like that, and be Simon that he'll find something at the end of the week, because he's working on his Betachan, because he'll Chazik Betchainai, like the Mishnah Berurah says. But in any case, that's how the Akramosha seems to learn the Torah, that it's Mukhach in the Torah, that he holds that we talk a paskin like Shammai because Hillel doesn't argue on Shammai in the Ikar Halacha of Kvetch. Okay. Now the Torah in Simen Resh Nun brings a Gemara. The Gemara says that Rav Chisda says, La'olam yashkum adam be'erev Shabbos l'hachan tzarchei Shabbos. A person should always wake up early on Erev Shabbos to prepare tzarchei Shabbos that needs for Shabbos. That's what the Torah says over there in Simen Resh Nun, and it's also in Shulchan Aruch, and that's the Halacha. Question is, in the Torah, it seems to be a little bit of a stira. It seems to be a contradiction. Because the Torah, as we just saw, the way the Darkei Moshe learns in any case, is that the Torah paskins like Shabbos. What does that mean? That a person should be working a whole week to prepare for Shabbos. So what then is the Torah saying in Simen Reish Nun that Erev Shabbos, a person should wake up early to start preparing for Shabbos? Erev Shabbos? A whole week? He started on Sunday already. He started on Mitzvah Shabbos preparing for Shabbos. What's the Rebusa? What's special about Erev Shabbos? It would seem that the Gemara with Rav Chisda does not stim. It's a contradiction to this whole Braisa, which might be true in the Gemara, but you see in the Torah not only because the Torah brings the Braisa, and he also brings in the Rav Chisda. So I think the Teretz is very posh. It's not such a kasha. But there were taka two separate halachas. There are two separate halachas in play over here. One halacha is as far as the actual preparation for Shabbos, and that halacha is only Erev Shabbos. There's no halacha to be preparing for Shabbos all week. The halacha of Shammai of a whole week is not the actual preparation. The halacha of Shammai of a whole week is that a person should be thinking about Shabbos. Now, how do you think about Shabbos? How do you get yourself to be dealing with Shabbos the whole week? So it could be that you're doing preparation, it could be you're doing other things. We'll soon see there are other ways to do it also. But the point is not the actual hachana. The point is simply to be focused, to be cognizant that Shabbos is coming. So the way Shammai was mekayim that was by setting aside food for Shabbos. But the actual preparation for Shabbos, that didn't have to be earlier in the week. That's the dafka Erev Shabbos. When you see this, that the point is to be remembering Shabbos, you see it's written from the Lashon HaPasuk. The words of the Pasuk, Zochar Yisim HaShabbos. As Rashi says, what does it mean Zochar Yisim HaShabbos? To new lays, list for Tomei Yisim HaShabbos. You should be focused on Shabbos. You should be cognizant of it. It's about an awareness. It's not about the actual asik, the actual working to prepare. You see it even further in the Mechilta, which the Ramban quotes. The Mechilta says, Nimtzo, I'm sorry. It says the Maisa B'Shamei Hazokin. Shamei Tanhoga was Shalai Hoya Zichrin Shabbos Zaz Mipiv. The remembrance of Shabbos did not go away from Shamei. He was constantly thinking about it, talking about it. Loka Chayfetz Toiv Oymizel the Shabbos. He found a nice object. He said this is for Shabbos. Kli Chodesh. He found a new keli. Oymizel the Shabbos. In other words, it comes out that the halach of Shabbos is not even so much the actual preparation; it's more talking about it. The preparation is the Hechat Himsa, is the method by which a person comes to discuss it. As opposed to Erev Shabbos, the main thing is not talking about it. To Erev Shabbos, the main thing is to actually cook and clean and prepare for Shabbos. So there's no kash in the Torah that it brings both halachas. There are two different halachas in understanding of these dinim. They're very different. We say in the Zmiris, Shabbos morning in the Zmiris, Soma nafshi el Hashem, my nefesh thirsts to Hashem, Yimalei soy ba'asama, he should fill me up. And then we say, Ela horim esa einai, I lift my eyes to the mountains, Kehilo v'loicha shamai, like Hillel, not like Shammai. So it's obviously needs an explanation. What does this mean over here? Where did Hillel and Shammai come in the middle of the Zmiris? So, in the back of the Siddur, Oitzah HaTfilas, Chelik Beis, page 306, there's Ha'aris there from Bishai Berlin, Bishai Pik, it's called Nimuke Agriv, and on the Zmiris over there, he says a few words. He says, to look at our Gemara, Be Adapt Hazayin Amin Aleph. What does he mean to say? So, it seems that he's learning Pshat like this, that the Meshayir over here, the Mezamer, is talking about Parnasa, Soma Nafshi El Hashem Yimalei Seiba Asamei, that the Emshah should fill us up. And then what do we say? Elaharim Yesayinai. Where do I get Parnasa from? From the Eveshnai. Look up to the Harim. Some of the things means the Abbas HaKadosh, but it means looking up, ultimately, towards the Bari Eilam. I turn my eyes toward the Bari Eilam in supplication and in trust that he will fulfill my needs. He'll give me sustenance. And then we say, Kehillel V'Loicha Shammai, because that's Midas Hillel. That's the whole Midah of Hillel that we saw, is that he was being Mechazik as Midas HaBetochen. So that's what the Mezamer is saying over here. Elaharim Yesayinai, because I'm working on my betochen, like Hillel, the like Hashemah. Now, there's another girsa in the Zmiris over here. Some say, Kehillel the Gam Hashemah, which is also very good. We'll say that the two girsois in the Machalik is Rashi and the Ramban. According to the Ramban says, we're passing like Hillel, not like Shammai, like Wolomer. So that's what the Zemir is saying, the Mazamir is saying, Kehillel the like Hashemah. But according to Rashi and the Azaruah and the other Paiskim that we saw, we pass in over here like Shammai, because Hillel is really mighty to Shammai. So then it's very good. So the Meshayer is saying, Kehillel v'gam k'Shammai. Meaning, as far as Kavod Shabbos, we're going to go like Shammai, because that's the halacha. But we're striving for betochen like Hillel. So that's why we say, Kehillel v'gam k'Shammai. Comes out Geshmak. The two Neskois are the Machlekes Rashi and the Rambam. We'll just end off by mentioning that there are other oifanim, there are other methods by which a person can be mekayim this mitzvah of Zachras Yom HaShabbos L'Katrei. Besides, of course, the basic pshat, which is that it's referring to Kiddush, like the Rambam says at the beginning of Perek Chavtes and El HaShabbos, that it's a mitzvah saseh to make Kiddush, that comes from this pasuk. Besides that, the Teres Kain in the beginning of Parshas B'Chukosai learns from this pasuk, Shetaheshoine B'Fidcha. You should be speaking it out with your mouth. What does that mean? So the Ravid and the Rash on the Teres Kainim say it means to learn Hilchos Shabbos. So when a person learns Hilchos Shabbos, besides being Mekayim all the regular mitzvahs of Talmud Torah, in addition to that, he's being Mekayim a special mitzvah of learning Hilchos Shabbos. The Chofetz Chaim in his Sefer Shem Olam, Perek Dalet, brings a Maisa from a certain Gadol that he was makbid every single day to learn a little bit of Hilchos Shabbos in order to be Mekayim this mitzvah. And finally, the Magen Avraham in Siman Samach of Cotton Bays says that in Kriya Shema, in the Parsha of Tzitzis, when we say it was Chayatem is Kol Mitzvois Hashem, he says a person should have in mind to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Zachar's Yom HaShabbos. Why? Because what are you talking about? You're talking about remembering all the mitzvahs. How does a person remember all the mitzvahs? So the obvious pshat is by mitzvah tzitzis. That's what the pasuk is talking about. Zachar Magen Avraham, it's also referring to Shabbos, because Shabbos is Shkula Kenegat Kol HaMitzvahs. So when we say it was Chayatem is Kol Mitzvois Hashem, we have in mind to think about Shabbos. We're being Mekayim the mitzvah of Zachar's Yom HaShabbos.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.